Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Sands of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Ones Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, where we aspire to inspire. Visit The Certain Ones at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Certain Ones. Are you ready? Let's go get it.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show, where I am your host for the hour, Vanessa Richardson. Actually, I have a co-host for the month of March, as you may, some of you may already be aware of, and her name is Madeline. Madeline is in the house. I just love and adore her. Yeah, she's my co-host for this for the month of March, because we're doing Endometriosis Awareness Month, and I think those who tuned in last year, you sort of got the gist as to how endometriosis is. Endometriosis It's a female health issue that I advocate every year, around March, okay? And it's about roughly 147 million women, per se. And even familiar with endometriosis, so they don't know what to look for. Or because of this notion, it takes at least 7 to 12 years for a woman to be actually diagnosed with endometriosis. And it's also the number one cause of infertility, okay? So women, some women don't know that they even have this ailment, because what endometriosis does, it mimics other ailments like irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue, and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's a beast. And we just want to bring some more awareness to this, so doctors will understand what it is to look for in women, such as teenagers. It starts in your mature maturation age. So when you get your cycle, 12 years on up, 11 years on up. So these young ladies who some suffer with this ailment and they didn't even know they have it. And, you know, doctors be like, oh, some people, not even doctors, some people, friends even, it's in your head and things of that notion, just cramps and like grow up, suck it in, and I'll man up and all that. So, yeah, I wanted to bring some beautiful women on to highlight their diagnosis, how they were diagnosed, their experience with it, and not only their experience with it, but what did they do with it? Did they turn their lives around? Did they allow themselves to become defeated? So that's our theme tonight. I am a survivor. Woo! That took my breath away right there. I am a survivor. I have a wonderful guest on tonight. She catches us doing.
Hey. We're doing really great, and we're doing really awesome. This is Madeline from Soul Real, and we're just excited for everyone. We're grateful that everybody's taking the time out to listen to us today on The Certain Ones, and it's going to be a fabulous show. We're looking forward to our guests and allowing them to come in and share with us. So, are you there, Vanessa? Can you hear me?
I am there, Madeline. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
My co-host for the hour, Madeline. So we're real with Madeline, co-host. Thank you. I'm
serious. Hey, we couldn't hear you all ago. Okay. Awesome.
I know, it's crazy. Can you hear me now?
Can hear you perfect. You're loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you for sticking with us again. My co-host, Madeline Bass. She has a talk show, you guys, and if you didn't hear me, I'm going to just go ahead and reiterate briefly, because we have an awesome show. We're highlighting endometriosis for the month of March, so I want to bring in my good friend Madeline to talk about that, highlight that, and I'm bringing some wonderful women on who cope with that issue or coping with it, but they took it and turned it around. They made lemon juice out of lemon, whatever, lemon meringue pie, cake, whatever you want to call it, out of lemon. So one of our guests tonight is Laquanda Hart. We're going to talk with her. That's going to be our second segment. So you want to go ahead and get you something to drink, pour you some tea. Because me and my co-host Madeline, we're going there with our wonderful guest, Laquanda Hart, okay? And we're going to talk to Grey's Anatomy. Not only that, oh, I love this show that she's now currently gracing Bounce TV. It's called Saints and Sinners, okay? So you have to put that out. It's on Bounce. And it's on, like I said, it's on Bounce TV. And it's doing good. It's really doing about 15% more viewers, you know, since the series began. So that's saying a lot, okay? So we have Mara Hall. She's here. She's going to talk about that. So this is what I need you to do before I bring Madeline. I want to talk to her a little bit, find out what's going on in her world before we bring our guests on. I want you to dial this number at 917-932-1607. Again, that number is 917-932-1607. Press the number 1 on your keypad. This is indicative that you do have a question and a comment for either myself or our lovely guests tonight, and they are in our virtual studio ready to talk to you. So, Madeline, so real with Madeline, how are you tonight?
Hey, I am good. I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I'm going to the doctor in Dallas, but it's all good. We're going to hope that everything hangs on and hangs tight. So, if you lose me, forgive me. But everything is wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sticking and staying, girl. You know, we got to push through.
I know that's right. For real. Madeline, yes. Before you get off, I want to introduce you and present to others yet again. Let's go ahead and tell them who you are and go ahead and give you a handle how we can connect with you.
Okay, this is Madeline from Soul Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. You can get with me on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, and the number is 347-326-9924. And we also have the website, which is blogtalkradio.com/Soul Real with Madeline. We would be excited to have you and join us. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for this opportunity. I appreciate you. I'm going to listen on, so I'll be clicking in and out if I lose the call. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You be careful out there, okay?
So you just, yes, I have my daughter's driving, so we're good. Yes.
Oh, all right. We're good. Thank you, daughter. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, without further ado, this is her first time, Madeline, joining us here on The Certain Ones. I love this platform like you love yours. It allows us to connect with some inspiring people such as Mara. Again, as I mentioned, she's now starring in Saints and Sinners. I absolutely cannot wait to go ahead and check that show out, you guys. So she's on tonight, and she's doing great things. You want to check it out. You really do want to check her show out. And it stars, she's Kelly Price's sister, by the way, Madeline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, she stars as Kelly Price's sister, and they are the top dog. They're the top dogs of the choir.
Hey, hey.
Now, you know Kelly Price is saying, all right? So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Let's break bread. Welcome to the show, Mara. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let's go ahead. I'm ready to break bread. I'm so excited to have you on the show because this show is right up my alley, okay? I can't sing, Mara, but I can appreciate those who can. So let's go ahead.
Ma'am.
Doing pretty good. The viewership is
doing
up. So congratulations
doing
on that.
Well.
Absolutely.
Thank
so let's
you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're up, I think, 10% from the opening weekend, which we're at like 3 million views from last weekend. So that is an amazing feat for any TV show, and especially a TV show like Bounce on the Bounce TV network. So it's a great thing.
That's right. Listen, you guys, and I'm excited for you and Kelly, because I love Kelly Price, by the way. Listen, you guys, on Bounce TV, she's not just Whistling Dixie. It drew in 1.5 million unduplicated viewers. Only two airings. That says a lot, especially in this time period. But let's go ahead and jump right into it, if you will. Talk to us about Saints and Sinners and go ahead and shout some names out. Who's the cast? It's a stellar cast,
well,
by the way.
Yeah, it's a stellar cast. We have on our wonderful show Vanessa Bell Calloway, who is an icon in the African-American and Hollywood community. She plays Lady Ella Johnson, who is the matriarch of the Greater Hope Baptist Church. We also have Christian Keys, who's a fabulous actor who has been around for many, many, many years. He's a great actor. Keith Robinson from Dreamgirls from This Christmas.
Yes.
He plays the choir director. Gloria Rubin, who was on the NBC drama ER. She's on the show. And I can't forget about Clifton Powell, who is a staple in our community, always playing a bad guy. So those are the main characters, but we also have Jasmine Burke, who plays Lady Ella's daughter. She's a phenomenal actress, and she's doing an amazing job on the show. And J.D. Williams, who was popular on the TV show Oz and The Wire. I mean, just a stellar cast. And my sister from another mister, Miss Kelly Price, we are keeping up shenanigans in the choir. So just happy to be here, happy to be on Saints and Sinners for Bounce TV, and we're just doing big things. Check
yes,
us out.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Let's go ahead. Was you? I talked last week with some beautiful people. Just interviewed some beautiful people. LeBrandon. I talked to him last week, and he was saying how he got his role, and when he auditioned, he gave it his all. And the theme tonight is this. And we know in Hollywood it is hard. It is hard. Okay. So how did you overcome the jitters and the critters? Go ahead and audition for Saints and Sinners. Listen to that name, that roll call you just did. How did you overcome or were you experience any insecurities?
Well, you know, acting is full of rejection. So we hear no's more than we hear yeses. So there's always rejection, and you always have jitters, and you just have to fight through it. I wasn't nervous in the audition because for the audition that I did, I sent the tape out because it was filmed in Atlanta, and the casting directors were in Atlanta. So I sent them a tape. So I didn't necessarily have to go in and audition for them in person. But when you send tapes in, you have to be even better than if you're going in person because everything has to be off book, which is everything is memorized from the script. So when we finally got on set, though, working with such a stellar cast, it is intimidating, but you have to believe in yourself. You have to stay steadfast in God for me and know that he didn't make any mistakes and he created greatness, and I'm always supposed to show that greatness. So that's what I always try to do. Even when I'm nervous, I just have to fight through it and push through it.
I know that's right. Oh, you guys, did you hear that? I love it. I love it. For those who are just tuning in, I want to shout out to Twitter, Facebook. Thank you, guys. I see you. I appreciate you. We are on the air live right now with Myra Hall, and we're talking about her show, which is called Saints and Sinners, airing on Bounce TV, you guys. So, again, I want to congratulate you on that. So, let's go ahead and talk about your character. I gave a little bit of it. You starred Kelly Price's sister. What's the character's name? And, just talk about her.
Absolutely. I play Caldonia, who is one of the members of the Greater Hope Baptist Church Choir. Kelly Price plays my sister, Cressida, and so we're like the comic relief of the TV show. It's a drama, but we add a little flair, a little comedic flair to the show, and we crack jokes. We keep up mess. We call it church messy. There's always something going on. We always got something to say, whether we're flirting with the new pastor or somebody in the choir or trying to take over the choir from the choir director. It's just always us trying up to no good, pretty much, but with a good spirit.
Oh, I love it already, you guys. Oh, I'm going to check it out. It's on Bounce. So what's the time and the date so we can tune in to support you like we should and will do?
Absolutely. Every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Bounce TV, Saints and Sinners airs. And there's also a rebroadcast at 12 a.m. every Sunday night as well. This Sunday will be the third episode. We're 3 episodes in for an 8-episode series. So make sure you check us out every Sunday night on Bounce TV.
Nielsen rating, savvy and all that, what can we do as viewers and supporters to be determined to keep this show on the air, Saints and Sinners? Put it out there. What do we have to do to support you?
What do you have to do? First of all, watch it every Sunday, but also hit us up on social media with hashtag Bounce TV, hashtag Saints and Sinners. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mara_Hall. Every Sunday, all of the cast is live tweeting. Interact with us. We're there. We respond back. Just keep the channels open, social media channels open, and just get the word out there. Make sure your friends, your family, your cousin, and them watch the show every Sunday because we will be there giving you lots of Saints and Sinners drama.
That's right. So that's Myra Hall. Check her out on Twitter, Facebook, and the show Saints and Sinners. Retweet this, even this episode. And this episode right here is going to be made available on demand. You can listen to it anytime. Go ahead, retweet this. Let's talk about this show called Saints and Sinners, you guys. Let's blow it up on Bounce TV. Airs Sunday nights, okay? And it's 9 o'clock. Sunday, 9 o'clock on Bounce TV. Stellar cast. Everybody know who Mr. Clifton Powell is. I really love him, okay? And she came out with more Christian Keys. Vanessa Bell Calloway. Come on, you guys. Let's support these veterans, these upcoming actors and actresses. Oh, and you know what, Mara, we need shows like this. We need some inspiration and shows that make you laugh and then hit. I know drama's out there. We get it. We got it. But we want to laugh. We want to bring some spirituality into it, too, you know? So one more time, Saints and Sinners, your character, Aaron, Kelly Price, Sundays on Bounce Television, you guys. Let's support. So before you go, it's called I Am a Survivor, okay, Myron? I don't want to just throw you out here like that, but I want to question you. Is there something that you either survived and you're no longer ashamed of? At one point, maybe you were. I talked about that last week. I was ashamed of what happened to me, but I realized a silent voice helps no one. I am a survivor, and because I'm surviving or have survived, I can be a voice to help someone else. So is there anyone you want to encourage tonight as far as I'm a Survivor goes?
Absolutely. I'm a survivor of low self-esteem and not loving myself for who I am. I'm a plus-size, full-figure woman, and there was a point in time where I didn't think that I was America's standard of beauty, but I overcame that to be able to love myself and accept myself for who I am. And I just want to be a pillar of inspiration and a pillar of light for any young woman, young man out there who's not feeling confident in your self-worth. You are amazing. Nobody can touch you. You are off the chain, and please believe that, and don't let anyone tell you anything different. You can do anything you put your mind to. Just believe in yourself. Know that you are awesome, and you are just an amazing individual, an amazing man, an amazing woman, and I believe in you because I believe in myself.
Oh, my, I love them getting ready to cry because I'm sure that there's about 85% of our viewers and listeners can still identify with what you're saying, not necessarily weight loss, but I got you there, girl. I know what you mean. But that weight thing, okay?
right, exactly.
And it takes a lot to overcome that, especially in your line, your profession, because people, Hollywood standards, they try to ID you as something else. And you are a survivor that, now I know someone listening, Myra, and you are a survivor of that, but what did it take for you to survive that? I want to go a little deeper, if you will, before you go. Did you have a support system or what? I mean, Hollywood is a beast. Come on. So where do you get your strength from?
I get my strength from my family, from my sorority sisters. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I have a strong network of people who support me, who encourage me, who lift me up whenever I'm down, and they just believe in me. But, you know, I really do a lot of affirmations every day in the mirror. When I wake up, I do a lot of meditation to stay grounded and stay okay with myself and okay with what I'm doing. So, but it's a very dog-eat-dog world out here in Hollywood, and you just have to have people around you that care about you and that love you and that support you, and that's what I do. I keep a very small circle around me, and those people just lift me up all the time.
Oh, I love that, and I love what you're doing. I really do, you guys. So, Myra, other than this wonderful show, Saints and Sinners, you're going to hear me say this, even after you're gone, I'm going to keep hailing your show, okay, Myra? Saints and Sinners on Bounce TV, okay, Sunday night, 9 o'clock
TV.
P.M. Eastern. 1 million viewership, unduplicated. Viewers over to Aaron, the third Aaron is airing this Sunday, 9 o'clock. Go ahead. Check it out.
Come on,
tomorrow,
watch it, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Come on. Saints and Sinners. Myra, anything else on the horizon for you other than the show?
Well, you know, I'm going to be on an episode on a Nickelodeon show called Bella and the Bulldogs. So check out. That's coming up down the pipeline soon. I don't know when. And I also have a social media movement show called I Got Something to Say. You guys can follow me on my website, www.iammarahall.com, and www.igststv.com. So I got something to say.com and I am Myra Hall. So just check me out. Follow me on social media at Myra_Hall. And just, you know, blow up Saints and Sinners, y'all. Watch it. It's a great show. You'll really, really love it. Me and Kelly, we bring the funny. We bring the spice. You're going to love it. We love your support, and we really appreciate you guys for listening.
Absolutely.
And watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, so much. So much going on in her future. I can see that right now. I feel it. You guys, one more time, Saints and Sinners. We have Myra Hall. Go ahead and check that show out on Bounce. Here it is again, Myra. Sundays, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saints and Sinners. We appreciate you already for supporting her. And I thank you, Myra, for joining us. I love your spirit. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. My pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I got to have you back on, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Before you go, my co-host, Madeline, is there anything you'd like to say? Madeline, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Got you. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm just listening in. I'm just trying to stay on get out because thank you for
She's on the road. My co-host Madeline. She's on the road. You're breaking up. This is live radio. It happens. But Madeline, thank you for still taking the time. I love her. She keeps it real. And well, Mara, again, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Got to have you back, okay?
No problem. Anytime. Just let me know.
Shall do. Have a good one. There you have it. Mara, let me tell you guys, I love this show. I love it already. Again, as I mentioned in the intro, I am not a singer at all. I know I have somebody who can relate to this. You know how you play music and you're in the bathroom and you put like the brush up for your whatever it is, the brush toothpaste, and you sing and you act like it was you're singing. I did that with Whitney Houston. There's another artist called Monique Walker, especially Monique Walker. What? You know, and I like I can sing but can't sing. They give me life. Don't judge me. Please don't. So you guys, my co-host, she's joining us. She's here with us in essence and spirit. She's on her way to a very important appointment. Thank you, Madeline, for holding it right there with me. I'm going to go ahead and take this break, okay, Madeline? And we're going to come back, and we're going to bring our next guest, you guys. This has to be, I'm so happy, especially because of this platform that has been provided, and I don't take it lightly. I say this every Thursday. When someone overcomes and don't allow things to hamper their success or to minimize their faith, instead they choose, and it is a choice, you guys, they choose to persevere. And my next guest says something so powerful, poignant. She doesn't even know what she said, or maybe she does. She says, I refuse to only just dream. That's what dreamers do. They just dream. She took it a step further, and she chooses to, because she's doing it presently, encouraging women all over. In spite of what it is that she went through or endured, she's still here. And I just am thankful that she connected with me through a group that we're in, and she wanted to tell her story, her testimony, not story, okay? She's 16-year-plus endometriosis warrior, and you're going to understand what that means, endometriosis warrior, and it caused her so much traumatic experiences. I mean, daily. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Daily chronic pain that she chooses not to let it stop her from walking into her destiny. And we're going to bring her on, Laquanda Hart. She's going to talk about what it is she's doing, what she's doing in the life, and that's making a difference for other people. How she talking about how she goes. She's participated in the Million Woman March, and that's every March for endometriosis awareness. And how she stood on stage at the National Mall on Capitol Hill, excuse me, guys, and she shared her life story, her accomplishments, and a moment of empowerment with just thousands of onlookers. And they was baffled. I told you, they was baffled in spite of 149 million women who are diagnosed with endometriosis. Again, there's so many people, doctors even, and even those who do have endometriosis don't even know about this ailment. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about her. This is not a sad story. This is going to be an inspiring story to my survivors, those who choose to tune in tonight. Thank you. I welcome you. Listen, if you want to chime in, if you want to share your testimony, or how you endured, how you persevered, how you turned the situation around like Laquanda does and is doing, go ahead and call in at this number, okay, 917-932-1607. That's, again, it's 917-932-1607. Okay, you guys, I want you to call in, press the number one, and let's celebrate together our being a survivor. Okay, I don't take it for lightly. I don't take it lightly or granted. So we're going to take a break. As you write that number down, as you tweet, Facebook this, whatever it is you have to do, text your friend. You know a survivor? Go ahead, tell them, tune in. The certain one is on the air. Girl, you know you got a testimony. My brother, you know you got a testimony. Call in. Someone need to hear it tonight. On the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, and my co-host, Madeline of So Real with Madeline. We'll be right back on Touch That Dial.
No one else can come here.
Are you a single Christian woman who's wondering where Mr. Right is? If so, I believe I can help you. Hi, my name is Afi Pittman, creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman. I know firsthand how frustrating it is to just want to meet and marry Mr. Right already, and then to do everything you know how to do in dating and romance, and at the end of the day, still be single. But God used some very difficult situations in my life to teach me the art of contentment and how to prepare for marriage. If you're ready to live a full life, free from worry that you'll ever marry Mr. Right, and you want to marry God's way, I want you to join me at authorofmyfaith.com. Start by signing up for the Single and Preparing e-newsletter to get free articles, video devotionals, and company news. I also post new blog devotionals every week, along with articles on dating, healthy eating, and living. And you can also subscribe for those as well. So again, this is Afi Pittman with Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman at authorofmyfaith.com. I so look forward to hearing from you, and I would be honored to serve you on your journey to Mr. Right.
Do you have a show idea or community event that you would like for Vanessa to announce? These requests can be emailed to VanessaJackso90@Hotmail.com. That's VanessaJackso90@Hotmail.com. Be sure to send in writing on the organization's stationery and letterhead and include a general overview of the organization event with complete contact information. Your request must be received at least 4 weeks prior to the event. Include the date, time, location, and specific needs for the event.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Certain One Block Talk Radio Show, where I'm your host for the hour, Vanessa Richardson. You guys, listen, I want to go ahead and invite you, if you have not, to visit our magazine, which is www.thecertainonemagazine.com. That, again, is www.thecertainonemagazine.com. You guys, I just want to go ahead and just say to you that I do not take this lightly. Again, you can hear me say that over and over. Because the next testimony you hear is going to be of our next guest, Laquanda Hart. She has done some great things, wonderful things with her life. I'm so anxious to share it with you. And again, my co-host is Madeline R. Bass, and she is the host of So Real with Madeline. For real, for real. Madeline, are you still hanging in there with me?
I'm hanging, girl. I'm hanging. How are you?
Doing good. I'm
doing
good. Okay.
We're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good. I've dropped a couple times. We're doing good. I'm with you, girl. I got you.
She got me. That's my girl, you guys. One more time, Madeline. Let's give that handle where we can connect with you. So Real with Madeline.
Awesome. So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. Get me on blogtalkradio.com/SoRealWithMadeline. The number is 347-326-9924. That's 347-326-9924. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at 5:30 Central. Thank you, Vanessa,
absolutely,
for this opportunity. And y'all, we need to help one another and encourage one another constantly and
absolutely,
because as you can see, we all need someone.
Absolutely. It takes a village. They say to raise kids, it takes a village to do what it is. Whatever you need. No man is an island unto himself. Everybody needs someone.
Absolutely.
And I certainly appreciate you sharing this moment with us as we talk about something that's near to my heart, which, again, is endometriosis. And Advocate Laquanda Hart, she's here. She's in our virtual studio. Again, I just did just a preview as to what this wonderful woman is, an ambassador, a trooper, a warrior, a vocalist, advocate, whatever you want to supply in the positive towards her name, attach it. She is that. And so I'm so happy to have her. I want her to break bread with you. I don't want it to be organic to those who are listening. I want it to be real. I want it to be fresh. So I want to bring her on. This is her first time. And again, I want to welcome her to our show, to the Certain One. Let's go ahead and break bread and bring her on the show. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on, Laquanda. How are you today? We got you, Laquanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great, great, great. Laquanda.
Awesome.
Meet Madeline. Madeline, meet Laquanda.
Hey, hey.
Nice meeting you. Hey, Madeline. Nice meeting you.
Thank you for joining
my,
us.
Indeed, my pleasure. Let's break bread. I'm so excited before my co-hosts have to leave me for a bit. So, Laquanda, I did a brief intro as to who you are, Indo warrior, Indo princess, if you will. Go ahead, and because we have a packed house tonight, thank you again for those who are tuning in via Facebook. Thank you for tuning in via Twitter and even in our virtual chat room and here. Hello, virtual studio, we see you and do acknowledge you. Thank you so much, 215-336-903-803. We appreciate you guys. So let's go ahead, Laquanda, and break bread. Just go again. Share with us who you are, what it is you do. And we're going to break bread as far as how you first was diagnosed with endo. Let's first do our intro, if you will.
Awesome. Well, I'm Laquanda Hart. Actually, the Endo Sisters calls me Lady Q. That's just my stage name. I'm a 16-year endometriosis warrior. Actually, you did the introduction so profoundly, so I do thank you for that.
My pleasure.
I've been suffering over a decade. Many history-making moments that I am proud and humble to say that I have been a part of, and as you did in the introduction, it was one, the very first endometriosis Million Woman March that was held at the National Mall on Capitol Hill in D.C. back of March 2014. I, along with two other patient presenters, were actually on stage and we were able to share our stories, our battles, even our accomplishments. And I don't like the word of sickness and or survivor, even though that's the topic of your show, but the reason I say I don't like survivor because survivors actually just focus on defeating something or just to win a battle in one thing. So I actually take it a little further, and I actually focus on becoming an overcoming champion. And the reason I say that is because many times overcomers, they actually don't stop at just surviving at something. What they do is they strategize after they win one battle. They don't stop there. They get ready. They get their gears on just to be prepared for the next battle that may come abreast. So that's where the overcoming champion has come from. I became an endometriosis advocate about 5 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. I focused on the scripture of Luke in the 10th chapter when they was talking about the priest, the Levites, and the Good Samaritan, and the priest and the Levites, the priest asked, if I stopped to help this man, what would happen to me? But there was a Good Samaritan that came by and reversed the question. He said, if I don't stop to help the man, what would happen to him? And I kind of like displayed my life around that scripture because I am that woman who several people may have seen me lying there, may have known of an illness that was pretty much plaguing my life. Mm-hmm. But there were some people that stopped to help me along the way. And mm-hmm. we, as individuals in life, we often overlook something that may not look like us or see something that we may not like. And that mm-hmm. one thing that we may overlook actually is that one blessing that we may need to get us to our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I became an advocate for endometriosis. I know what it's like to go into an ER, to hear a doctor tell your parents that she's just faking, it's not that bad, she just want a quick fix. All of those things are actually mind-boggling situations or mind-boggling statements to almost make an individual give up. And I'm not that individual. I have a great inner circle. I have a great pastor. I have great family members from my mother, my late father, my adopted parents, sister, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones who have kept me abreast. And those are the people that have motivated me to become empowered to push past our circumstances. And I just don't say circumstances, past our toxic circumstances, not limited to endometriosis. But whatever it may be, I don't know what your it may be. It could be depression. I heard you and Ms. Mara Hall was talking about even weight. That could be your it. That could be a toxic circumstance. But what are we going to do to become empowered to push past that so that we can get to our greater? I'm sorry?
I'm listening. I'm just so impressed with what you're saying. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That endometriosis in the month of March, actually awareness doesn't just stop with 1 month. Awareness is daily with me. I, along with Senator Brad Huchel and the entire state of South Carolina, I wrote a bill, got with the senator, and I'm humbled to say that May of 2014, the bill was passed in the state of South Carolina, where now, under the U.S. Federal Congress, they actually have adopted the month of March as Endometriosis Month. So we give praises to God for allowing me to have the motivation to be able to do that. It's nothing about me. It's about the other women who are in silence in reference to endometriosis. So that's what gave me some push to stand firm, stand tall, square my shoulders, hold my head up, open my mouth, and talk loud. So it's before you become an advocate for yourself or for others, you must first advocate for yourself. So that's what I had to do. It took many battles. It was many hardships. Because of the disease, I've had 3 cancer scares, interstitial cystitis. I deal with irritable bowel syndrome, so many things. What's least likely to happen, dealing with endometriosis, I've dealt with it. But that doesn't stop me. That only motivates me to push past my toxic circumstances. So I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to God first. And I'm grateful to myself having the ear of that inner voice to hear what he has to say. And not only that, but for allowing my connections to be a push for me. And I often tell people my sickness has purpose. And a lot of people don't understand that. But there are so many ways that God actually can use his people just to get the attention to others. So I don't take my sickness lightly. I appreciate it because I believe in the scripture that many of the righteous are the afflicted, but I do know that God is going to deliver. However, I just been tasked out. This has been my assignment, and I'm just going to do it until he gives me another.
Right. LaQuanda, for those who just tuned in, we have the lovely, the wonderful LaQuanda Hart, and we're talking about endometriosis awareness. March is endometriosis awareness. And in my intro, you're going to hear me say this up until the month of March and even beyond March, because it's not just a March thing. It's just that we really just bring highlighted even more nationwide, internationally, as far as endometriosis goes. Endometriosis is a beast. Again, it's globally diagnosed. 147 million women have this ailment, and there's no cure. And it's subjective treatment, and the longer you wait, it can be damaging to you. It can be. So what are the symptoms? What are the signs? The sign is this for me, and you can go ahead and Google this, www.endometriosis.com or .org. There's so much information out there. If you have experiencing excessive, here we go, we're getting a little graphic, but it needs to be talked about, as you said, LaQuanda. When you're bleeding excessively, paranoid, and you're crying, and you're so jittery when it's that time of the month, you're bedridden, you're throwing up. This is just not normal cramps, as some women tend to think it is. It's not. You may want to be diagnosed. And if you're throwing up, I mean really throwing up, because endometriosis is tissue that gets outside the womb. It doesn't supposed to be in certain areas, and it travels. In some cases, it travels to the brain and even the lung, as it was for me. It traveled to my lungs. You know, so if you wait for extensive amount of time, your organs can be attached, and it causes greater damage. So you want to go ahead and get yourself checked if you're experiencing any above that we've mentioned tonight as far as endometriosis goes. Again, it's subjective treatment, and every woman, when some treatment does not work for all women, and some of the treatments that are used, and you may be aware of Laquanda, or Lupron, Deprovera, and some, they suggest hysterectomy, they suggest having a baby. You know, for some women it works, and for some women it does not work. That's why I say it's subjective. It varies from different women, okay? So go ahead and if you know someone who's experiencing these types of things in regards to their cycle, again, it starts when you, as soon as you hit your puberty age, 11 and 12, as soon as you go ahead and get your cycle, women, these babies, these teenagers think it's, and doctors will say it's in your head, or sometimes family unknowingly say the wrong thing. Girls, man up, woman up, it's just cramps. No, it's worse than that. And again, sometimes it takes 7 to 12 years to be aptly diagnosed with endometriosis.
Absolutely.
And Laquanda knows, she knows, you guys, that endometriosis is a beast. And so it's almost like having a baby. Imagine living like that every day in labor. Imagine that, you guys, chronic pain. And yet Laquanda chooses to let her voice be heard. And when I read your quote, Laquanda, I was like, wow, I understand. I not only sympathize, I empathize. I know where you're coming from. You said this. You said it pushed you to break your silence, to talk loud and raise awareness. And on March 6th, you guys, of last year, she was in chamber, and she received South Carolina for her efforts to help raise awareness to endometriosis, Carolina. And again, as I mentioned in our intro, March 3rd, she was one of the presenters there at the very first Million Woman March for Endometriosis in D.C., you guys. That was so powerful when I read that. And again, I just want to go ahead and send shout out to you. But let's go ahead and talk about Governor Nikki Haley and how she signed the bill. How did that come about?
Actually, it was more of just it was a faith walk. I know a lot of times many people will be like, well, if you try to get with the senator, it's pretty much a waste of time. But here again, I heard you use the word perseverance, and that's exactly what I had. I was motivated. I became empowered. I was pushed. And I was like, it has to get done. And if you believe in something, and it goes back to my quote today, how I was saying that I don't want to just be a dreamer. I pushed to become a visionary that would have a faith walk, you know, bringing what I see come to pass. And that's just what it was. I was tired of the individual saying, you know, if you're not heavy in politics or politicians don't listen to me. Citizen, well, I'm not going to go by what people say. I'm going to take a chance and do what I feel that can happen, because I know that if he put something on my heart and I speak it and I believe it, I know it can happen. It was a process, but it happened. It happened. It took about almost 2 years, but I didn't stop. Every time I was sent an email, okay, I sent something right back. I had to continue to do it. I was, you know, keeping at it, stabbing at it. It was just going to happen. Every time I would get a negative email, it just pushed me to even, you know, send another email right back. And here it was on March 6th. I received an email, actually, to meet with the governor. So myself, along with my endo specialist in Greenville, South Carolina, Dr. Bruce Lessie, my mother, my pastor, two of my impetus, my brother, we all went to the governor's chamber, and I received the proclamation, South Carolina. And before we walked out of the office, I turned around and I looked at Governor Haley, and I was like, I will be back, or this will not be the last time you hear from me. I know that bill is going to make it to your desk. Yes. It was within a matter of a month and a half, the bill made it to her desk and it was signed. Of course, I couldn't be there for the signing because I was actually hospitalized for another surgery due to endometriosis. But it happened.
Right. Congratulations. That is a huge, huge milestone and another victory for endometriosis warriors. Thank you, LaQuanda. Don't take that lightly. Please don't. I mean, that is major. And let's go ahead and talk about something that's really still branching off of what it is you're doing, your faith walk. And that is, and I love this title. I love it. Where did it come about, Empowered?
The E2P, which is the Empowered to Push, it came about so many different things. As you may have seen where it said the pain impact. And I had a relative, my little cousin, she was dealing with some health challenges, and she was making something negative of it, and I told her one day, I was like, look, everything that's negative that comes in our way, we have to find something positive in the negative because there is a lesson in every negative thing that happens to us. So we actually took the word pain, and I pretty much just dissected it. And pain simply means pushing against instant negativity.
Yes.
And then we took the word bad. If I was to go around and ask about 20 people, what does bad mean? They will tell me, oh, something negative. But I took that word, and I was like, bad is simply bracing against discomfort, bracing against depression, bracing against deceptiveness, whatever.
Yes.
I made something good out of it. And that's where the pain impact came from. So it's a movement to empower the people, again, to push past their toxic circumstances, and it just gives us a reason to not give up. But I tell people that it's okay to give in because giving in is an indication that I just need a little help. I need a little push. But giving up is simply aborting everything that you've worked hard for and avoiding the promises that you've yet to receive. And I often tell my sister, I was like, you know, whatever you do, you may not understand the plan that he has for you, but it's a must that you stay in the will.
Yes.
Staying in the will, you may have a few wilderness experiences, but at that same time, become empowered to push because while you're having that wilderness experience, there's something that can motivate you to give you a different mindset to say, okay, I've been in the valley too long, so I need something to push me so that I can crawl my way out, press my way out, walk my way out, or even have a faith walk. So that's where the empowerment movement came from, as to becoming empowered to push. So I often say that there is a winner in you. And in the beginning, we talk about overcoming champions because I don't just stop at survivors. I live to become an overcoming champion. I often encourage people that they are more. That's what Lady Q's believe because a lot of times, even the Bible speaks that we're more than conquerors. But you have to encourage yourself and say, you know, I'm more than a Christian. I'm more than the weight gain. I'm more than a financial burden. I'm more than this illness. I'm more than this challenge. You are more. And what people fail to realize is that in everybody, there is a winner in them. There is a winner in everybody. And that's what I want to encourage the people. That's why I empower them to push past their circumstances because there is a winner. There is a winner, and the pain pushes you. When you have that headache, when you have that mind-boggling situation as to, you know what, even I listen to you all, you know, I have a problem with the weight gain, push past it. Allow that pain. The pain is the mindset of I hate the weight. The pain is the mindset of seeming like I can't lose the weight. The pain is the mindset of even with sickness, which I don't like that word, so I say experiences. The pain in the mindset of the experience says, when is my time coming to be healed? The pain is all what you think. But turn that pain around and say, I'm going to push against this instant thing, which is that sickness, which is that weight gain, which is financial burden, which is low self-esteem. I'm going to push against that instant negativity, and I'm going to make something positive of it. If I've gained weight, I'm going to clear my mind and regain my thought pattern and actually said, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to push my way to the gym. I'm going to push my way to a healthier lifestyle. With the illness, I'm going to push my way to finding a different doctor, or I'm going to push my way to researching something different, because even with endometriosis, you have so many doctors out there who are not knowledgeable of the disease. The first option that's given, and sometimes the only option that's given, is a hysterectomy. Well, that's not a cure. That's not a cure. So here it is, at the age of 15 years old, my parents were given that option. But to have a grandmother to say, nope, we're not dealing with that. We're not going to do that. Even though that I end up having to have a hysterectomy so many times, and I had a relative to tell me, you know, don't ever say that. But it almost feel like a doctor who is knowledgeable took away my womanhood. And a lot of people are like, well, you don't understand that. Well, you'll never understand unless you've been in that situation. I felt so low at times. I'm only 34 years old. I became disabled. I couldn't work. The simple fact is, because even when I didn't have my cycle, because of how that, I call it horrific disease without a face, spread rapidly through my body, it kept me from my career. So I had to stop a lot of things. Relationships, that wasn't a great thing, you know. So, I mean, sex became painful. So you have to, and females deal with it all the time. And so, and that's what I try to get people to understand. Until you walk in the shoe of somebody with this debilitating disease, and I'm not stopping with just this bill. I'm not going to stop until I get to the highest of the highest. Because I need to let these politicians, these disability judges, and whomever else who is against this thing as being a disease that's debilitating. There are so many females out here who have actually committed suicide. Because nobody believed them. I have a friend right now who I reached out to who tried. It's like third, fourth attempt. And I can understand her because I've been there. A lot of people often say, you know, you shouldn't talk about, that's embarrassing. No. What's the embarrassing thing is for the ones who haven't spoken about suicide attempts. And I've had three, and I can't, in a sense, it may sound crazy, but in a sense, I'm not going to say I'm grateful for them, but the experience that I had, because I can help somebody else, and I can actually tell somebody, I understand where you've been. Because many times I thought I just couldn't do it. I threw in the towel, but I had people in my inner circle that threw the towel right back at me. So, you know, the suicide attempts is known. It's nothing rare. It's known simply because you have physicians, you have practitioners, you have others who, when you get to court, saying you can work, it's not that bad, when they don't understand. But they will understand it when they have had a family member and they see this thing firsthand experience. It doesn't stop. Just recently, I just went through an eight-week treatment of bladder installation. And I remember during the 6 weeks, I told my sister, I was like, man, I hope this thing works. But to hear a doctor say that your body is rejecting some of the things that they're giving you, it's almost like you became a guinea pig, or I've become a guinea pig. Because so many things when it comes to, and people don't appreciate some of the God-given things that he has given us, such as being able to use the bathroom. For anybody who can't go to the bathroom and urinate, they'll appreciate to be able to. I have that problem daily. So that's where all the pain impact are, becoming empowered to push past your circumstances because of whatever challenges that you may have. I do believe that you can overcome them. And the ultimate thing is, I know that he is able.
You guys, for those of tuning in, we're talking about this horrific female issue. I just don't want to label it a female health issue, but this is affect family, friends, those who do have it. And you're right, Laquanda Hart, she is our endometriosis advocate interviewer for tonight. It's almost like an isolation. You're right. Politicians don't believe you. Doctors don't believe you. Sometimes family don't believe. They don't understand it. Because it's known as an invisible disease. You look so healthy on the outside, but on the inside, your body is warring against you. You don't understand. Yes, suicide is nothing uncommon for those who have endometriosis. Listen, I'm saying it again, that endometriosis is chronic daily living, and it just don't stop there because it adds a magnet for other ailments. Chronic fatigue, thyroid problems, irritable bowel syndrome, it mimics other ailments. It adds on. So, again, some doctors are not aptly educated as to what to look for, so they just diagnose it as that. So how can you be diagnosed with it? You have to have a laparoscopic procedure, and this way they take these cameras and they go inside and they look for these adhesions, these endometriosis, and if they're able to fix it, burn it, they will. They can do that. And sometimes your organs are attached, and they'll try to rectify certain situations, certain issues that's inside your body. Again, this is subjective treatment. What works for some women does not always work for another, but there is treatment, and you want to get treatment. Treatment, I guarantee, is better than no treatment. So if you know someone who experienced an endometriosis, really have some compassion, have some mercy, be there for her. Really, really listen. Sometimes we don't want you to give us the answer. We want you to just listen to us. We're not crazy. And I cannot even tell you, Laquanda, how many times I had to say that, convince myself, because I know what my body was telling me. And I'm strong and I'm not crazy, but when you have majority saying that you are, that it's not real, you begin to question yourself, you know? So it takes faith. And I love that you said empowered. Listen to this, because I know this was definitely sent to you by God, because you got to be empowered, not have power, empowered. And that is somebody who's given authority to, someone who's given authorization to do something. You've been given power, Laquanda, because of what you endured and what you enduring. Many times you could have given up, but you haven't. So you've been empowered, you've been given authority to push. You know what that means? And I'm sure you did. I'm sure you do know what that means. Just have movement to open, to move that which is blocking you. And we can so easily give up. Those who experience this ailment, listen, she wasn't even there for the sign. And, you know, that's devastation. She fought and not to be able to partake in that. But the battle was won. She did it. We can look at that in the negative or the positive. And she said to herself, those who just tuned in, she said, this is not it. This is the beginning. And she got the negative, but she walked out. It's your mindset, you guys. It's your mindset. I always say that, Laquanda, no need asking if you don't believe it's going to come to pass. When I go out to do something, I've been through hell. And I know God has brought me, as you know, so far for me to doubt when I ask him to do something. So when I go to God, I believe that it's already done. And if it's not done that time, it's not my time or season for it to be done. And isn't it magical how tonight is your time? You're supposed to be here, you guys, those just tuning in, 2 weeks from now. But her time is tonight. It is the right time. God's timing is perfect. And for those who are tuning in, it's not happenstance that you're just tuning in now. No, Laquanda is here tonight because you had to listen to this broadcast. You had to hear what was going on, not only in endometriosis sense, but her faith walk, how she's empowered to push and to help you push too. You given something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. You have been given something. Let her be that midwife to help breathe you through. Take your breath and let's push your purpose and your plan into existence. I love it. I love it. So, LaQuanda, before we go, because the hour is almost gone, it is gone. For those who are listening, go ahead and give some encouragement. Maybe they feel like they are limited. No one listening to them as those who are in a professional setting, or like doctors and politicians. Maybe someone who just don't understand and you've been trying to make some time and it seems like it's falling on deaf ears. Maybe they're aspiring to do something in their lives and God said, no, let me redirect you. Not that you can't do it, but I want you to do it this way. So what kind of encouraging words would you offer to our listeners today?
Actually, what I would tell all the listeners on today is choose to live by choice and not by a chance given. Make a change, never an excuse. Be motivated, not manipulated. Be useful and not used. Be an asset, but don't become a benefit. Excel, but never to compete. Choose to have a great self-esteem, not to have self-pity. Listen to your positive inner voice, not random opinions of others. And again, it's okay to give in, but never to give up. Don't allow your struggles to forfeit your blessings or abort your promises. You have been given strength for the struggle. So I encourage you to become empowered to push past your circumstances and press on.
Yes, I love it. Listen, we got a 910-285. She's on a call right quick, or he. I'm going to bring him on in a bit. Maybe he or she have a comment. But for those who too, we get ready to chime out in a bit. And I see the studio is very packed. If you have a question or comment for either myself or LaQuanda, and you should, maybe you're a survivor. Let's go and extend this another 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Go ahead and press the number one if you have a question or comment, and I will bring you on. Maybe you want to shout out LaQuanda for her powerful testimony, and it is powerful, and it's just the beginning. I feel that so deeply in the visceral of my being. So if you have a comment or question, go ahead and press the number one, and we'll bring you on. But I'm going to go ahead and bring that 910 on, see if they have a question or comment for either myself, and I think my co-host, Madeline, is still in the building. I'm going to bring her on after this comment. 910, welcome to the show. Do you have a question and a comment for either myself or LaQuanda? You on the air. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Got you. Hi, welcome
Can
to
you
the
hear
show.
Me?
You have a question? Hi, I got you. You
no,
have
I
a question
or I just wanted to say that I really, really enjoyed LaQuanda tonight because a lot of people, you know, they wouldn't have known how to deal with, you know, this sickness like she did, and I applaud her, you know, and it's that faith walk that she had. She had to believe that God was able to take her through, you know, this condition. I mean, just listening to her, it must have been hard, but thank God that she was able to, that she was a survivor, and she was able to come through it.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. She is a survivor,
she has
come through and making it through.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, 910, for your question, your comment.
Yes.
Do you see that, LaQuanda? I mean, you really affecting people.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Really, really speak volumes. Okay, we have a area code 803. We're going to bring you on to 671. Welcome to the show. You have a question for myself or LaQuanda?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Got you. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is LaQuanda's little sister. Just listening. LaQuanda, I just would like to thank you for your words of encouragement daily. I've seen her struggle. I've seen her go through the pains. As she stated, even with the doctor visit, I myself have heard them say that the medications haven't worked, but never have her faith wavered. Like she often tells me, sometimes I know you want to give up, but you continue to fight, you continue to push, you continue to praise. Every Sunday, I often see you shout and give God glory, and that has given me the inspiration as a young person to continue to push through whatever circumstances that have come my way. The little pains that I feel in life, they don't compare to what you go through. So I just tell you to keep pushing, keep fighting, keep praising, keep giving God glory, because at the end of this, you're going to win. You have already won. I love you. Continue to be that voice for so many women who don't have a voice or who feel like there's no hope. Continue to be that voice for these women. Again, I love you, sis. Continue to just be you. And at the end, I know that God, he's going to continue to bless you. Continue to be blessed, sis.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
She didn't even cry.
She didn't let me cry. That was powerful. Thank you, Laquanda, sister. Oh, wow. Laquanda, you sound like a praiser.
I am. If I don't do anything, our pastor encourages us, and that is that other than Pastor Darren Planton. He, you can pray, you can push, but you have to feel all those things with the praise. And I believe in giving him praise in everything.
That's the Bible. I know I felt it here, you guys. That was true. That was true. It transcended even through this, my studio here. We have another call. Thank you so much again, Laquanda, sister. That was powerful. Thank you for just being there for her and supporting her. You have no idea what that, how that is for someone who experienced endometriosis, someone there, and she sounds like she has a strong nucleus supporting her. So thank you again. We're going to go ahead and bring 803671 on. Hi, welcome to the show. You have a question or comment for either myself or Laquanda? Hi, 803671. Can you hear? We're having technical difficulties tonight. Blog post. Hi, 803671. You on the air? You have a question for either myself or Laquanda? Okay. Going once, going twice, three times, gone. Laquanda, again, I just want to thank you for joining us here. You know, empowered to push. How can we reach out to you? Maybe someone want to invite you to their church just to speak, just not only about endometriosis, because trust me, you guys, there's many levels to her. She's a praiser. She's a pusher. She's an inspirational. She's an infuser. Go ahead and reach out to her. Invite her to your churches, magazines, radio shows, conferences, whatever it is. I'm telling you, this is a jewel right here, Laquanda Hart. We have a jewel in the midst of us. So shout out. What's your handle? How can we reach you, Laquanda?
My email address for engagements is at Laquanda Hart, that's LaQuandaHart, E2P, at gmail.com. Or I can be reached 803-290-8458. Either of those two will be suffice for any of them. I'm on social media, Laquanda Hart. Instagram, I'm there. They're all by my name, Laquanda Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, I don't do Twitter as much, but definitely Instagram and Facebook. So, and of course, by the email address given and or the telephone number.
There you have it, you guys. Really, seriously, I'm going to share this link. Okay, it's going to be on our magazine, www.thecertainonemagazine.com. Go ahead and invite Advocate Laquanda Hart to the show, to your conferences, whatever, to your churches, to the praise. I'm telling you, you got a jewel. You got a black diamond here in Laquanda Hart.
God,
she's going to teach you how to push. I'm telling you, push you into your purpose. That's what she's going to do. And you can kindly thank me, Vanessa Richardson, for highlighting her too. I'm so excited that God connected us to do that. You're powerful. And Laquanda, I believe this is just the first of many interviews we're going to have together. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for you and your faith.
To God the glory. I'm grateful for you. Grateful to God for you. Thank you for the connection.
My
It was nothing but God.
Nothing but. I appreciate you for really being there at the 11th hour. And keep the praise going. I know you are, but keep it going.
Indeed, I must. Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
Thank you.
My pleasure. There you have it, guys. A certain one, the hour's come and gone. My co-host, Madeline, she's still in there for real, for real. She's hanging in there with me. Thank you, Madeline. I think she's now gone to the doctor. She just left right now as soon as I said that, but she stood with me. That's my girl, Madeline, all bad. Okay, so real with Madeline. You've got to check her out. Her show is a bomb. And go back and listen to this archive. We're going to go ahead and feature it again. It's going to be made available upon demand. Listen to the interview with LaQuanda Hart, advocate, endometriosis advocate, powerful visionary, infuser. Oh, man. And we do have our fun, too. Even regardless of this disability, or I hate, like she said, I hate to give these things words, just this challenge or whatever it is you want to name it. I don't like calling it disease. She got my mindset, I'm telling you. It's just something that I call symptom, that we're dealing with the symptom. We're already healed. But the symptoms, too, are going to disappear. There's a cure, and his name is Jesus. Watch what I tell you. And God's going to promote, and he's going to showcase this, because our faith is beyond crazy. I mean, a lot of crazy people, not just on endometriosis, whatever it is you got in your life, your mind, to be empowered, to push, whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an author, whatever it is. It's your purpose and plan that God has for you. Have the kingdom mind that it's already done. Keep the praise going in spite of what it looks like or feel like. I don't know what can be more devastating or harmful than for your own body, to be entrapped in your own body and to be prisoner there, but your mind is still saying, like Paul, hey, I'm in prison, but my mind can go and my spirit can go out. Send your spirit out and your mind up to another level, believing and seeing that, hey, the best is yet to come. Raise your frequency. Believe. Find your happiness and linger there. Okay, and get a support group. Sometimes you don't need 10 or 5. You can have that one or that two. And again, shout out to LaQuanda, sister. Love you. I'm telling you, what you said tonight is not happenstance or to be taken lightly. God had it purpose for you to say those words, had it purpose that you spoke those words live on the air tonight. Someone has heard your voice tonight, not only LaQuanda, but yours too. And I thank you. I thank you for that, because you need support. No man is an island unto themselves. Everybody needs someone, and someone needs somebody. So you know how we do here on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. If no one told you that they love you today or tomorrow, guess what? You are hearing it here first on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. We love you with the Father, and be sure to tune in every Thursday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, right here, the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. And we love you, and check out our magazine. Darren Henson is on the cover. Darren DeWitt Henson, you know him from Soul Food, the series. Check it out. So again, we love you with the love of the Father. Until then.
The Certain One Talk Show, aspiring to inspire. To find out more about the talk show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, you may log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones.com. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show with Vanessa Richardson, inspiring author and playwright.